بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، brothers and sisters in Islam, wherever you are, I am taking this opportunity to share with you and to congratulate every one of you about this holy month and this blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, we Muslims, followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and followers of all the prophets and messengers who preceded before him. And I am going to talk about something which is about the fast, and maybe some topics are a little bit overlapped. And our mashayikh who maybe conducted the sessions before, they elaborated on that. But I feel it is necessary to just go again and shed light on certain aspects to remind ourselves as we are delving and as we are heading towards the end of the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah help all of us, and may Allah accept our deeds and your deeds, and may Allah help us to fast the month of Ramadan and to stand and pray the nights of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to the arrival of the month of Ramadan, he conveyed the glad tidings to the companions. He informed them that now it is month of Ramadan is going to come. And he said, hadith is authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Nasa'i. He said, Ramadan has come to you. Ramadan has come to you. A blessed month. Allah has made it obligatory on you to fast it. During this month, the gates of heaven are open, the gates of the hellfire are closed, and the evil devils are chained. To Allah belongs a night in it, which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is prevented from its good, then he has been deprived. Here in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he conveyed this glad news to the Sahaba. Why? In order to, first of all, to draw their attention that this is a golden chance they should not miss. Secondly, that they should prepare themselves and they should dedicate all their efforts to devotion, to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, many Muslims, during the month of Ramadan, they waste the month of Ramadan. They don't exploit and utilize every second and minute of Ramadan. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed his Sahaba to get them ready and to dedicate the whole month of Ramadan to the worship of Almighty. And I'd just like to emphasize upon the last portion of the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about Laylatul Qadr, and he said, whoever is prevented from its good, then he has been deprived. If you miss Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, then you really lost a great thing. You lost a great thing, and you are a loser, no doubt. So please, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, those who are seeing me and those who are listening to me right now, that we should from day one of Ramadan dedicate our efforts to maximize the profit and try to come out of Ramadan and all our sins have been washed and forgiven by Allah. Amen. Also, Ramadan, by definition, the name is derived from an Arabic word, as you know, which means Ramda, which is excessive heat, because it fell on that, the month happened to be in a hot climate. But the definition of Siyam, or fasting, which is derived from the root Sama, which means to abstain or to refrain from doing certain things. So that means, this is the linguistic meaning. This is the linguistic meaning. To refrain and abstain from doing things. Maryam, alayhi salam, she said, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ in Syria. So she said, I vowed to fast. To fast from what? That means to abstain from talking. I'm not going to talk or indulge in any speech with anyone. Okay? So that is the meaning. And the legal meaning or the technical meaning of fasting, as the jurists defined it, they say it is a complete abstinence. Complete abstinence from eating, drinking, sexual intercourse, etc. From the dawn, break of the dawn, the true dawn, because we are going to know there are two dawns, two fajrs, the true fajr, from the true fajr, the true dawn, until the sun sets. So you abstain from this. This is just the definition of the fasting. But the real fasting, actually, the core of the fast and the spirit of the fast, that all our limbs, the tongues, the ears, the eyes, all these things should abstain from, yes, should abstain from being indulged in anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Nasa'i and Al-Hakim, he said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشِ. May an observer of fasting will not receive from his fasting any reward but the pain of hunger and thirst. So many people, they will come out of Ramadan with no reward. No reward at all. They fasted, but what they got from this fast, only hunger and thirst. So we don't want to be among those. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. The objective of fasting, the goal of fasting, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been prescribed and imposed upon you, Muslims, as it was prescribed for those before you, the previous nations, Jews and Christians. Why? Lest that you gain piety, taqwa, in order that you achieve the taqwa. And what is taqwa? So we can know that the fruit that we have to reap at the end of the month is the taqwa. So what is the taqwa? Ali radiallahu anhu defined taqwa. He said, taqwa is to fear Almighty, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be satisfied and complacent and content with the little thing that Allah provided you with, and to implement and act upon the revelation, and to prepare yourself for the day of debauchery. That means death. So that is taqwa. So taqwa, it means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to avoid committing the deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. And we know in the hadith, which is known by every Muslim knows it by heart, by Bukhari and Muslim, that it is the fast is one of the pillars of Islam. Fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. As in the hadith of Ibn Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is built and constructed on five pillars. And among them is the fasting. So fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. For instance, if one doesn't accept fasting, and who one rejects fasting, then he is not a Muslim. Because he is demolishing one of the pillars of Islam. Narrated also in the hadith, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. He said, I heard Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, when you see the crescent of Ramadan, then start fasting, start observing fast. And when you see the crescent of the month of Shawwal, stop observing. And if the sky is overcast, then regard the crescent of Ramadan as to be 30 days. So here, in this hadith, which is in Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that how we should begin. When we start the fasting, when we break fasting. We start fasting when we see the moon, when we sight the moon, when we see the crescent of the moon. It's not a matter that we should not follow the calculations or we should not use the high technology, no. Because of the simplicity, this is one of the main factors, one of the main ingredients of this deen, it's simplicity. Very simple. And it's very easy to implement and follow its teachings. The Arabs, as you know, The Arabs, as you know, they were illiterate nation. They were illiterate, they were nomadic tribes. So they don't know how to read and write. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his wisdom, he tied all the ibadat with signs that he made, which is what the moon is one of them. The moon is one of them. Very precise, no error at all. Not even zero. Not even 0.1 error at all. So the sun will the five prayers are attributed to the appearance of the sun, etc. So here, we have to follow the moon. If we see the moon, we fast. If we don't see it, we don't fast. And the same thing for the Eid. And the same thing for the Eid. And even if only one Muslim, imagine, even if one Muslim saw the moon and he reports it to the Qadi, then the whole Ummah, the whole nation should fast. Unfortunately, we see now this unity and division among the Muslims, that this country is fasting, the other one are not fasting. This is really very sad. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite our hearts upon the truth, inshallah. And maybe the whole Ummah one day will fast together, inshallah. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, he said, we are an illiterate nation. We neither write nor accounts. The month is like this and this. And he said, the month like this. That's 30 days, then 9 days. So it means in the month, because we in Islam, we are following the moon. So our calendar is lunar calendar, not solar calendar. So the month can be 30 days or 29 days. This is the month in Islam. The month will never be 31 days, and the month will never be 28 days. It's either 130 days or 29 days. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And when he said we are an illiterate nation, some Muslims might pose the question, you know, this hadith is applied to the past. When the Sahaba and the companions, they were illiterate. But now we are educated. So this hadith cannot be applied. Here there is a mistake. There is a misconception. What the Prophet ﷺ meant here, that the simplicity, that we are not complicated nation. There's no more complexity that we have to use the telescopes and we have to track the moon. What is the use of it? Just by the naked eye, wherever you are, The farmer who's in his farm will just go and see. If he sees it, that's all. He has to fast. If he didn't see, this is actually a credit for Islam, that it is so practical and so simple. So practical and so simple. And the final hadith I would like, inshallah, to mention is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding breaking the fast, we should immediately break the fast. The moment we see this, if you are seeing the sun, and the moment the sun sets, break your fast. Don't wait for the Adhan even. But if you can't see the sun, then for the Adhan. And no need for you to wait until the Adhan finishes. Immediately break the fast. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people will remain on the right path as long as they hasten their iftar and delay the suhoor. So the suhoor we delay and the iftar we hasten it. Immediately we break the fast. And we break it, as we're going to know, inshallah, on date, etc. And so this is, inshallah, a brief introduction about the fasting. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge in his deen and unite our hearts upon the deen and unite our hearts upon the true deen, the deen that was revealed and the deen that preached and taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And I think now we are heading towards the end, and I'm inshallah going inshallah now to give you for 10 minutes, I think, dedicated for question and time, and it's time, I think, now for questions and answers. Yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that the month of Ramadan is a special occasion in the life of the Muslim. Would you kindly tell me about the exemplary way to make the best use of my time during the day of Ramadan to get the desired spiritual benefits from Ramadan?
Jazakallah. This is a good question. Because unfortunately, that many Muslims, they forgot the real aim and objective of fasting, which is the taqwa. So what they fast, they fast only, they abstain from eating, drinking, etc. But at the same time, how do they spend their day? They spend their day watching things which are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I request you, brothers and sisters, at least for the holy month, during the holy month of Ramadan, that we have to try not to watch this little window at home. You know it. What is it? The television. Try to, at least during the holy month of Ramadan, so that you will increase your iman. How you want your iman to increase while you are watching things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward you for it, which is displeasing Allah. Your eye should practice the siyam, the fast. Your eye should abstain from watching haram things. Your ears should abstain from listening to the haram things. Your hands, your tongues. Not that you are watching these things and then you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your fast. Ramadan is the month of Quran. We read in history of our pious predecessors, what we call them, the Salaf al-Salih, that they leave the study circles. When the month of Ramadan comes, they would leave the study circles and they would dedicate themselves to the holy month of Ramadan, praying, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regarding reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some Muslims, the way they treat the book of Allah, first of all, many Muslims, they have deserted the book of Allah throughout the year, and they only open it on Ramadan. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complained to his Rabb, to Allah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters, is complaining against us to his Lord. Oh my Lord, my followers, they have deserted and neglected this book. So you find them only, they open the book of Ramadan during Ramadan, the book of Allah, the Quran during Ramadan. After Ramadan, they put it on the shelf. Even we got used that we should not listen to the Quran except at a certain time. The Quran became an evil omen in our life. For instance, if I hear the Quran at a time I'm not supposed to hear it, then I will conclude and I would say, who died? Right? I conclude who died, that because we are not used. So it is high time now. This is the holy book, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran, that we will change our life. And only by turning back and going to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ummah, the Muslim ummah, the Muslim nation, they would gain their glory and regain the lost glory and their power and strength. Without going back to the book of Allah, imagine by just reading Alif Lam Mim, La Qul Alif Lam Mim Harf, Walakin Alfun Harf, Walamun Harf, Wamimun Harf. Just Alif Lam Mim, you got 30 Hasana. 30 Hasana. By listening to the book of Allah. Also, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should read in the book of Allah. Should read. Open. And now there is no excuse. There is no excuse for any Muslim, even those who are illiterate. Even those who are illiterate who cannot read and write, they can listen. They can put the tape, play the tape, and they can listen to the Quran. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten us and to open our hearts and to guide us to the straight path. Amen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.